Blog Talk Radio.
Drop the mic when I'm finished and watch it smoke. Check out my melody and that'll be gone.
I need background singers, four ring fingers, shell toe Adidas, old school beepers, 40 cal heater right next to the penis, loud ass speakers, Kenwood tweeters, top model divas with exotic ass features, while I guzzle on a 40 with a shorty with my feet up, she like it when I eat her, so I turn into a creature, grown ass man, show respect when you see her, judge to the Vatican, skywalking Anakin, Rich Daily, bitch pay me, oh he on that again, pockets getting fat again, busting out the scene. Fucking nigga dreams, I'm sitting on them things. Still Ray, phenomenal. Burn up by the abdominal. My flow so silly. These niggas comical, I'm hot than a chandelier. Staff walking out of here. Money bags, heavyweight. Push clothes out of me.
I'm fly, I'm fresh to death. I'm dope,
I'm fly.
I'm fresh to death.
I'm dope,
I'm fly.
I'm dope, I'm fly.
Wrist, Taj Mahal, neck, Bangladesh.
I'm dope,
I'm fly.
I'm fresh to death.
I'm dope,
I'm fly.
I'm fresh to death.
I'm dope, I'm fly, I'm dope, I'm fly. Yo, yo, yo. This is your boy, Babyface Monster, man. We live on the new series on BPM Radio. This is the Dopeness Interview Series. I'm live with your boy, Psycho Sid. What's up, boy?
Man, what up, G? What you got going, pimp?
Man, just loving this Chicago lifestyle, man. What's up with you?
Ah, man, you know, we trying to get to it down here, bubba. You know what I'm saying? It's our work, no play.
I heard that, man. You doing it real big with the MI single, man. I mean, I heard that like, whoa. You know,
man, I appreciate it.
What you tell us? Oh, no problem. No problem, man. I appreciate you sending that to me. So now, you've been featured on Shy Bangers. You've been featured on StraightDropHipHop.com, MissouriHipHop.com. Just to name a few. Let everybody know, like the movement behind MI and, like, everything that it's been doing for you.
Well, man, actually, man, the movement, man, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to the whole camp, man. The squad is so cool. Entertainment is so cool. Entertainment is the label, so cool. We be is the movement, you know what I'm saying? And all that pretty much represents, bro. You know what I'm saying? You ain't got to be signed to So Cool Entertainment to be down with So Cool We Be. So Cool We Be is just pretty much a bunch of niggas trying to get some real shit done. Sort of like, man, when George Clinton and Boosie Collins and them all came together, they was the parliament, you know what I'm saying? That's all I'm trying to do with my So Cool We Be movement, man. And as far as MI would go, you know what I'm saying? You know, it's kind of self-explanatory.
MI.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, when you get up in the morning, man, and you look in the mirror, you know what I'm saying? You face yourself to go get it. Like, are you the nigga to get it done? I believe I am. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Hey, man, that's a banger, dog. That's a certified platinum plus banger right there, man.
Man, I appreciate it. And it's crazy how fast it's moving, and, man, and you know what I'm saying, you know, people supporting it, man, and people picking it up like yourself, blogging about it and talking about it, man, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, man, I couldn't ask for more, man. I'm grateful, you understand?
Word. So we're going to get into MI in a second. I want to hear more about, like, So Cool, like that whole movement. It's not a record label. Is it just like a collective of individuals?
Well, actually, So Cool Entertainment is the label, you know what I'm saying, and that's my label, but you know what I'm saying, So Cool We Be is, you know, it's people from off my label, man. I got a few homies on other labels, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, we all link up, you know what I'm saying, as much as we can, you know what I'm saying, a bunch of artists here in the city and a few outside the city, and man, we all just support each other real tough, man. You know, it's strength in numbers, and you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I can't be where they at, you know what I'm saying, they can't be where I'm at, you know what I'm saying, we spread it out, we spread that, you know what I'm saying, we just rep each other real tough, man. You know, wherever we at, we make sure they at too, you know what I'm saying?
Word. So, I know you from Houston. Is it just Houston cats, or is it more of a national, international type of movement?
Well, the foundation is here in Houston, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got homies out in El Paso, man. We got homies out in Florida, you know what I'm saying? You know, we got a few homies down in ATL, you know what I'm saying? Miami, you know what I'm saying? Like, we working, bro, you know what I'm saying? We spreading that.
All right. So we can check for that MI on that So Cool We Be Volume 1, that new album coming out?
So Cool We Be Volume 1, man. I got some heavy hitters, man. And pretty much like it's all the people that's out working while I'm out working. You know what I'm saying? I got a few big names, you know what I'm saying, as far as, you know, people in the city that I don't work with. But for the most part, man, it's the people that's out grinding with me. You know what I'm saying? Like when I'm out putting my footwork in, the people that's out putting their footwork in, them the people that I want to work with. Because them the people that's right now, and them the people, they the future. You know what I'm saying? Along with myself. So I aim to work with them cats.
True, man. You know, I also heard that y'all around different cities winning a lot of different contests, man. Talk on that.
Yeah, man. Well, actually, first, man, we went down to Austin for the South by Southwest. And, man, shout out to Coast to Coast, you know what I'm saying? Like, we entered the little Coast to Coast contest down in South by Southwest. We won first place in that. And then we went down to Atlanta and at the Core DJ Retreat. And, you know what I'm saying, we won first place down there. And then we went to Miami. We went to Miami for the Coast to Coast Music Conference. And, you know, we won down there, too. So, you know what I'm saying, like, man, you know, we've been handling our business everywhere we done been. You know what I'm saying? And we just, we was at the A3C also. You know what I'm saying? We made a bunch of noise down in Atlanta a few weeks ago as well. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, you know, we blessed and highly favored, my brother. You know what I'm saying? We grinding hard, man. And then, you know, and we receiving nothing but love everywhere we go. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, it's happening. Like, that's what I'm proud of. You know, you work so hard and you don't see, you know what I'm saying? You don't see what's going on, but I can naturally see it happening. So, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I'm psyched, I'm geek. You know what I'm saying? I'm about 8-9 songs into the next project already, and we haven't released this one yet. Like, I'm working like that. Like, I'm in my zone, brother.
Word. Hey, man, I want to go ahead and play that single, man. I want you to introduce it, and when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit more.
Hey, man, lead single from Up So Cool We Be Volume 1, Am I, featuring V12, produced by the Sound Click. Yeah, let's get it.
Wow.
Am I? I'm a beast on the office stage. It ain't nothing but the truth to tell, but my word is burned on the office page. Come and grind again and eat them niggas. I'm a fucking lion in the aftercase. On the prowl looking for my prey. Make a move, it's gonna make my day. Everybody said it could be done, but then he took impossible and made a way. You find the soul, so you told to. Both of you swear you ain't told shit. The monkey seen what the monkey do. Just a couple monkeys on some big shit. Now hadn't I been all I said I'd be? Hadn't you seen all I said I'd show? Hadn't I been 100 from the gate? Right on up the steps up to the fucking door. Motherfucker, nah. Everyone get the fuck out. This is me, copper. This is no longer two copper. Clear rifle, for what added this out.
Am I that nigga they talking about? Talking about. Big niggas that let us talk a lot. Talk a lot. Look at the pot, now I'm boiling out. Ooh. Got a drip in your choke, bitch, you're trying to act flat. Am I that nigga they talking about? Talking about. Big niggas that let us talk a lot. Shut up. Look at the pot, now I'm boiling out. Ooh. Got a drip in your choke, bitch, you're trying to act flat. Am I?
Yo, yo, yo. Hey, man, that was my man, Psycho Sid. Am I? Man, how you feeling, bro?
Man, I'm feeling great, man. I'm feeling great, man. You know, am I? Yes, I am, indeed.
All day, every day. All right, man. So, yeah, man, we was politicking in the back room. My homeboy, Psycho Sid, ain't never been to the Shy, you know. So we definitely need the politic on that, man. Come up to
the
shop.
I'm trying to get down there like yesterday, man. Y'all call him or come running.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right. I mean, so for people who just heard MI for the first time, man, like explain like what goes into you making a song, like. Like, as
actually,
far as
man,
flow, you know what I'm saying, as far as story-wise, like.
Well, actually, I don't start up, man. I start with the track, bro, honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, man, I got a team of producers down here, man, you know, from A to Z, and like, it's a bunch of them, man, and they all send me all type of music, and whichever one pretty much just reach out and grab me, you know what I'm saying? I start with that, because, like, I used to write a bunch of lyrics just in silence, you know what I'm saying? But I don't do that no more, man. I prefer to write to the track so me and the track can become one. I want to, you know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it start off with the beat, man, and, you know, like, I'm going to listen to it, you know what I'm saying? And wherever it take me, that's where I'm going to go. You know what I'm saying? You know, different sounds bring out different emotions and different feelings, you know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? It could be depending on what type of day I done had, or, you know what I'm saying, what I'm thinking about, or, you know what I'm saying, just simply the way the track make me feel, depending on where I'm going to go with the song. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Hey, hold on for 1 second. We got a caller.
Yeah.
Hey, caller, you're live on the Dopeness Internet Radio Series. Who is this?
Word. This P1, man. Hey, I heard my man was from Houston. I was listening to the track and bumping at H-Town, right?
H-Town, yeah.
Man, so coming from Oklahoma. So this P1, brother P1. What's going on, BFL? Man,
brother?
Appreciate you doing this series exposing motherfuckers to new music. You know what I'm saying? Like this is the dopest.
You know what
this
I do.
Is definitely
you know
the
what
dopest.
I do.
Yeah, you off to a good start with this one right here. Hey, but man, bro, I just had one really quick question, man, and I'm gonna get out
Come
the way. But yeah, just being from Houston, man, and the home of so many legends in this rap game, like what would you say is the city's influence on your style, or you know what I'm saying? How do you see that? Well, I guess it's two questions in one. What's the city's influence on your style now, and how do you see the city continuing to grow and put out dope music, kind of moving forward? You know, you got all kind of legends out of there, period.
Well, actually, man, like as far as the city's influence on my style, you know what I'm saying? Like I don't really, hear me sounding too much like nobody here. I mean, I'm from here, so pretty much everything any legend done been through that's from here, I probably done been through it, considering that, you know what I'm saying, I'm from these same streets. But as far as, you know what I'm saying, me having an influence, you know what I'm saying, like, you know, I done always been a Ghetto Boy fan. You know, shout out to Bun, always 100 with me, you know what I'm saying? And, you know what I'm saying? Like, really, you know what I'm saying? Me and Devin the Dude got a track, you know what I'm saying? You know, Zero. Like, pretty much,
that's
I done worked with all the
legends.
Yeah, I done worked with pretty much all the legends here, you know what I'm saying? At least they're still alive, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, I guess to a certain extent, you know what I'm saying, just the love that they done showed me would be an influence, but I don't really feel like I sound like too many people like Pierre, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, and as far as where the industry, where we going, like, man, it's a bunch of young cats here that's naturally jamming and don't none of them sound alike, you know what I'm saying? Like, the city got some shit bubbling right now, and, like, everybody on some whole nother shit. Like, man, I'm excited for the Houston music scene. Like, you know what I'm saying? The artists that we got off in here right now, man, like, they some heavy hitters. You know what I'm saying? We feel damn good about what we got to present to the world.
Okay. Word. Appreciate that, bro.
Well, I appreciate you. Appreciate you calling in, P1.
P1.
Yes, sir. You know
appreciate
it,
you, bro.
Yes,
hey,
sir.
And for y'all who don't know, that was the homeboy P1 out of Chi-Town, man. One of the top Midwest hip-hop artists out here, man. So definitely go and pick up his new album called Ministry. Word. But all right, brother. Psycho, see it, man. Go ahead and shout out everybody. Shout out everybody who been rocking with you. And, you know, let everybody know where they can hear that music and where they can get that So Cool We Be Volume 1 in December.
Well, actually, man, right now, man, I want to shout out to the whole team, man. So Cool Entertainment, So Cool We Be, man. You know, shout out to Cool School. I got a shout out to the publisher, So Sincere. You know what I'm saying? The management, WHMG. You know what I'm saying? And shout out to all the artists that's on the project. You know what I'm saying? You know, from Manny Sauce to Dead End Red, Dante Higgins, man. There's a bunch of people here that's rocking too. You know what I'm saying? And like, man, y'all can get the single from off iTunes right now. You know what I'm saying? Like right now.
Right.
Like at this instant, right now. You know what I'm saying? And like, you know, we got a bunch of stuff we got on the SoundCloud page. You know what I'm saying? You can type in Psycho Sid, So Cool Kid. Let me spell Psycho for you. You know what I'm saying? It's PSYCO. Ain't no H in Psycho,
without,
you know what I'm saying? Like,
without the H.
Without the H, because I ain't no ho there. No ho in Psycho. So PSYCOSID, you know what I'm saying? Psycho Sid, So Cool Kid. So Cool is spelled SOKUL. You know what I'm saying? So, you know what I'm saying? Like, but right now we focus on the single, man. And we pump it, it's pushing, you know what I'm saying? And the world has been accepting it, man, like, in a way that I can't believe, man, and I can't be grateful enough. You know what I'm saying?
Man. Touch.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right. All right. That right there was Psycho Sid, man. I really appreciate you, brother, for coming on the show. The Dopeness interview series, my brother, and having some great, great music. We definitely going to keep rocking with you.
Man, let's rock it, man. I'm looking forward to getting down there in Chi-Town like yesterday.
Yes, sir. We're going to rap.
Yeah, let's make it out.
All right, so that was another installment of the Dopeness interview series. Let's go ahead and close it out. We'll catch y'all next time.
Am I? 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 Am I'm a Dixie stuck and can't get off. This ain't a new to me, it's truly been a G. My whole life I've been breaking bitches off. Better break all the bitches till she broke. Tell a broke bitch to go and give me more. This ain't no lovey-dovey. If your pocket trouble, you can come and dig off in the throat. This is a game that'll never change. If the whole industry will play the same. If she a real bitch before a real nigga, she gon' jump a naked in the flame. Right in Renee's moles where I'm at. But I won't hesitate to bring the pain. Bring the bitch from the cool kid, call me Psycho C. Just in case you wondering my name.
Am I that nigga they talking about? Talking about. These niggas still let us talk a lot. Talk a lot. Cause that's the part now I'm falling out. Oh, got a drip in your joke, but you're trying to act flat. Am I that nigga they talking about? Talking about. These niggas still let us talk a lot. Shut up. Cause that's the part now I'm falling out. Oh, got a drip in your joke, but you're trying to act flat. Am I?
They bullshit rappers better mind their business. Say they bullshit, they can set the stage. I'm the truth in the octopus. I'm a beast on the octopus stage. It ain't nothing but the truth for tell, but my word is burned on the octopus page. Come and grind and yell at eat them niggas. I'm a fucking lion in the octopus cage. On the prowl looking for my prey. Make a move, it's gonna make my day. Everybody said it could be done, but then he took impossible and made a way. You find the soul, so you told to. Both of you swear you ain't told shit. The monkey seen what the monkey do. Just a couple monkeys on some big shit. Now hadn't I been all I said I'd be? Hadn't you seen all I said I'd show? Hadn't I been 100 from the gate? Right on up the steps up to the fucking door. Motherfucker, nah, nah. Everyone get the fuck out. This is me, copper. This is no longer two copper. Clear out for what added this out.
Am I that nigga they talking about? Talking about. These niggas still let us talk a lot. Talk a lot. Cause that's the part now I'm balling out. Got a drip in your joke, but you're trying to act flat. Am I that nigga they talking about? Talking about. These niggas still let us talk a lot. Shut up. Cause that's the part now I'm balling out. Got a drip in your joke, but you're trying to act flat.